And we're going to hear our Bible reading.
We are indeed, yeah.
Which is all about this amazing change that happens. It is found in Acts chapter 9, verses 1 to 22. And it's going to come up on the screen. You can also find it in your Bibles. So Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 22.
Saul was breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogue in Damascus. So if he found any there who belonged in the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell on the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?"
"Who are you, Lord?"
Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now, get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men travelling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound but did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by hand to Damascus. For 3 days he was blind and did not eat or drink anything. In Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision,
"Ananias."
"Yes, Lord,"
he answered. The Lord told him,
"Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask him for a man from Tarsus, named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision he has seen a man named Ananias. Come and place his hands on him to restore his sight."
"Lord,"
Ananias answered,
"I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your holy people in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name."
But the Lord said to Ananias,
"Go. This man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name."
Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said,
"Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit."
Immediately, something like scales fell off Saul's eyes. He could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Saul spent several days with his disciples in Damascus. At once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. All those who heard him were astonished and asked,
"Isn't he the man who caused havoc in Jerusalem among those who call on his name? And hasn't he come here to take them as prisoners to the chief priests?"
Yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled by the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Messiah.
Brilliant. Well, look, thank you so much for being with us today, and thank you for that reading. By the way, given this is our last all-age family service, I think it'd be really good to say a very kind of big thank you to some of the team who've been doing these family services for us. Obviously, the musicians and the tech are helping with everything, but loads and loads has gone on behind the scenes to help make these services work. Things like those animations that Becca has been making every week. I think nearly 40 of them she's made over the last 9 months, as well as lots of church families who've been doing the narration and praying and helping us serve God. So why don't we show our appreciation to them? It's been great to have Agent Annie and all sorts of other special guests with us as well over the last few months. Well, this morning, boys and girls, mums and dads and friends, we're going to be finishing looking at Mission Unstoppable. Shall we do it together again? Mission Unstoppable. Now, that's a bit of a weird thing to say at the start. We're going to be finishing Mission Unstoppable, because if it's a Mission Unstoppable, we can't really finish it. Well, actually, if you were living in the Bible times near the start of the book of Acts, you might have thought, and the Holy Spirit was given to the church, and Jesus said you need to go and make disciples in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth, you might have thought it was mission stoppable, because so many people were trying to stop you. And none more so than someone called Saul of Tarsus. Now, I don't know if you remember Saul of Tarsus. We looked at him a few weeks ago. He was the one who stood by watching when Stephen was killed for his faith. In fact, if there was one name, one face that would send a chill down the church's neck, it would be Saul of Tarsus. He was, you know, he was the person you would never, never want. Here we go. I don't know if you can see this picture. I've got one up on the screen. Have we got a picture? Oh, not that one. Can we? There we are. Back. Let's go back a bit. Here we are. He was. You saw this face. Oh no! What a scary face. Saul of Tarsus, he's going to arrest us, he's going to throw us in prison, even worse, for following Jesus. Now, he was the original he who must not be named. You didn't want to go anywhere near him. But boys and girls, you know, sadly, today there are people, a bit like Saul of Tarsus, who want to stop people following Jesus, and who want to stop people talking about Jesus. Now, as Isla prayed in the prayer, it's amazing that we can still meet and worship Jesus together here in the UK. It's a shame we can't sing, but it's brilliant that we can meet. But do you know what? There are places around the world today where it's illegal to meet and call yourself a follower of Jesus. It's, you know, there are people who say, you mustn't follow Jesus. You mustn't talk about Jesus. And people in those countries, some countries are a long, long way away from the UK, and people might think, you know, maybe the mission is stoppable. And maybe God is going to see that mission stamped out. Because people don't want us to love Jesus. And they don't want us to follow Jesus. But you know, boys and girls, mums and dads, friends today, we're going to see that the big message of our passage is that nothing can stop God's mission. Because no one is too bad to be saved. And no one is too weak to be used. That's the big message from today, that no one is too bad to be saved and no one is too weak to be used. Now we need to do some actions with this. So when I say no one's too bad to be saved, thumbs down, no one's too bad to be saved and no one is too weak, like that, weak to be used. Okay, so we do it again. No one's too bad to be saved. No one is too weak. Oh, sorry, it's that. Too weak to be used. Okay, brilliant. That's the kind of the big message of our passage this morning. Because nothing can stop God's mission.
Good morning. Well, what's going on here then?
Oh no. It's Saul. Boo, boo. It's Saul. Oh no, no.
What? I just said good morning. Who are you?
I'm Dave Saul. I'm the pastor of this church, and we've heard lots about you, Saul. You've been trying to get church pastors thrown into prison, and even worse, haven't you?
And can I check? Do you believe in Jesus?
I do believe in Jesus, yes.
Hmm. And do you tell people about Jesus?
Yes, I do tell people about Jesus. And are you going to arrest me now?
Am I going to arrest you? I want to give you a hug. Or maybe just a socially distanced elbow bump.
Saul, you're not going to arrest me. You want to give me a hug? You want to give me a socially distanced elbow bump? You're not kidding.
Absolutely no, not kidding at all. You see, I've come to know Jesus myself.
You're kidding. You come to know Jesus yourself?
Well, I was travelling on the road to Damascus.
Well, personally, I'd like Boris Johnson to travel down the road of Damascus. I'd like us all to be demasked as soon as possible, but that's another matter. But tell us about the road to Damascus.
Well, I was heading the road to Damascus to arrest some Christians and throw them in prison. But then, this bright light, yeah, a bit like that, shone in my face. And I heard Jesus saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
So what happened, Saul?
Well, suddenly I realized it was all true. That Jesus was the Messiah. that he died on the cross, rose again. But when I was persecuting the church, it was like I was persecuting Jesus all over again. I can't believe I've been so stupid opposing Jesus all these years. If I'd thought about Jesus, I'd have thought, there's no way he'd save me.
Well, Saul, that's the first lesson that we're going to see today, because we're learning that no one is too bad to be saved. No one's too bad to be saved. Thank you so much for joining us today, Saul. It's great to have you with us. In fact, you might need this special phone I've got, which is from my friend. I've got a feeling that someday you're going to need that.
Why would I need that?
You know, Saul, I've got a feeling. I heard Ananias, God told Ananias to say that you would one day suffer for Jesus' name, and that might be put into lockdown, like we've been in lockdown, and you might want to use that to talk to people in the future.
Well, thank you. Well, and I'm sure God will help me if that happens. Well, thank you, Dave, and thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Saul. Should we say goodbye to him? Brilliant. Well, wasn't that absolutely amazing, boys and girls, mums and dads and friends? Absolutely incredible. Who would have thought that Saul, of all people, could be saved? Now, I've got a ladder here. I think very often we think salvation is a little bit like a ladder. We think salvation is a bit like a ladder, okay? And we think there are some people who are near the top of the ladder, okay? And they're bound to be easy for Jesus to save. And there are some people at the bottom of that. I don't know if you can't even see it down there, but I've got a picture of Saul at the bottom, because you would have thought it's very, very hard for Jesus to save Saul, you would think. We would think that. We would think, oh, maybe because I'm from a Christian home and my mummy and daddy love Jesus, I'm near the top of the ladder and it's easy for me to be saved. Well, actually, we need to remember, boys and girls and mums and dads and friends, that the only reason anyone can be saved is because of God's grace. No one is near the top. We're all actually near the bottom of the ladder. We're only saved because of God's grace, by his grace alone. Because no one is too bad to be saved, even if you're at the bottom of the ladder, like like Saul of Tarsus. Now, maybe you're watching today at home, or you're listening, or you're here today, and you think, you know, other members of my family are near the top of the ladder. Maybe you've got a brother or a sister. You think, well, they like Bible stories and they like going to church and they're near the top of the ladder and it's easy for God to save them. But me, I'm near the bottom of the ladder. Or maybe mummy and daddy are at the top of the ladder, or granny and grandpa at the top of the ladder. I'm at the bottom of the ladder. There's no way God could save me. No! You need to remember our passage today, boys and girls, mums and dads even, that no one is too bad to be saved. I think this is such an amazing passage. Such a brilliant, brilliant news. The Bible word for this, by the way, is called conversion. It's an amazing truth. And sometimes people misunderstand it. The fact is that whoever you are, wherever you're from, whatever you've done, God can change your heart. He can change your life. He can make you converted. He can save you. We can't convert people. We can't change people. But God can change people by his Holy Spirit. And it's something God loves to do. Do you know, I was thinking as I was preparing my talk this morning, I know of four people, as a result of the ministry of the church in the last 3 or 4 months, who have been converted and come to know Jesus. Some students, some graduates, some older folks who've all put their trust in Jesus. It's amazing to see God change people's lives even today. But our passage goes on, because do you remember, there were worries that the mission would be stoppable. But nothing can stop God's mission, for no one's too bad to be saved. But the amazing truth from our Bible passage is that not only did Saul become saved and be loved by Jesus, he was actually brought onto Jesus' team. He was like deadly criminal number one, who Andy talked to us about, joining the team, now being part of the agent team. Because Acts chapter 9 tells us no one is too bad to be saved, and no one is too weak to be used. Now, this is great news as well. No one is too weak to be used, because we come to church maybe and we think, I'm a bit weak. You know, Saul, once he trusted in Jesus, he was blind. I bet he felt pretty weak. He couldn't see a thing. He didn't know where to go, what to do. But God used him. Elsewhere in the Bible, it tells us that he had a thorn in his side. We don't know what that was, but he was a bit weak. He felt quite weak. And maybe you're here today, boys and girls, and you're following Jesus, and it's great. But you think, you know, I feel too weak to serve Jesus. Far too weak. I get a bit tongue-tied when one of my friends talks to me. I don't know what to say. You know what? You may not find this easy to believe, but when I was a little boy, and right now I'm a pastor, and I stand up here all the time. When I was a little boy, I was really, really, really nervous about talking about Jesus. In fact, I remember when I asked my parents whether I could be baptised, I think I was 14 years old, I said, please can I be baptised? I burst into tears because I was so shy. I thought, I don't really want to do this. I'm so scared of standing up and talking about Jesus. But no one is too weak to be used. And however you feel today, you know, God wants to use you. If you join the team, he will help you to tell other people about how amazing he is. Because boys and girls, mums and dads and friends, it truly is a mission unstoppable. The gospel is continuing to go out. Well, that's great news, isn't it? I'm going to say a short prayer and then we're going to have our final song together. So let's bow our heads and let's pray. We do thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for this amazing passage from the Bible. We thank you that no one is too bad to be saved. That though sometimes we think we're too far away, we're never too far away for you, and that you can change our hearts. We thank you. And we thank you that this passage tells us that no one is too weak to be used. That wherever we've come from, whether we feel confident or we feel a bit shy, we can still speak about you. And we thank you so much for the way you amazingly turned Saul's life around. You converted him and he became an amazing preacher who told many people about Jesus. And we do pray that there'll be people even in this room today who would take the following of you and become speakers and teachers of your amazing truth to many, many more people and take your message out wherever you place us, at school, with our friends and our family. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.